Sunrise Radio Podcast.
Welcome to a series of episodes celebrating success stories of inspirational women here on Sunrise Radio on the joyous occasion of International Women's Day. My name is Raj Palmer, and in this episode, we will be speaking to Counselor Fozia Shaheen. So, Councillor Fozia Shaheen, thank you very much for joining us here on Sunrise Radio today. If you could just introduce yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me first. I really appreciate that. So I'm Councillor Fozia Shaheen. I'm an elected member in the Tolla ward. I'm also a care manager, and I work with people with learning disabilities and mental health. I'm also a mental health champion in Bradford District.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us. Let's start off with your political job, Councillor. How did that journey begin?
So it was actually back in 2015 when I was actually first elected, and I was elected as the first female Muslim councillor in my ward. So it was an absolutely amazing and an honour to actually represent the people of Bradford. It was something that I actually gave some time thinking, is that what I really want to do? I just felt it was something I want to get involved in, but I didn't really know how to get involved in. I am someone that's a community worker, my background is community work, and I feel as a politician, I was actually able to be part of the change and be part of making a difference, and I just felt I wanted to be part of that change, and I really wanted to be that difference. So that's when I decided I wanted to become a politician and represent the Tolla ward.
Now, I spoke to Councillor Neela Ahmed earlier, and we discussed, you know, how kind of the political world is generally seen as a man's world. You know, there are very few female councillors up and down the country. Did you find it a struggle entering this world?
I think when you see it from the bigger picture, a lot of things nowadays are actually seen as the men's world or the man's world. But I just feel you have to make that change, and to be or make that change, you have to be part of that change. It's not always easy. Absolutely, there's struggles, but I just feel it's how do we actually break them stereotypes, and how do we break them barriers? And break them barriers, you have to sometimes struggle, and I just feel my struggle was well worth it. So I'm proud to say if I there was a slight struggle, absolutely, but I had, on the other hand, I had so much support from men, and I think Bradford District and Bradford Council is doing really well with actually getting women to join the Labour Party, and that's really good to see. And I think it's really always about equality and giving women that chance to actually step into that political world, and we are going the right direction, absolutely.
Now, moving on to, you are a mental health champion, and I think, you know, champions like yourself have never been needed as much within the last year, especially of the pandemic, the lockdowns. What advice would you give to someone who may be self-isolating, hasn't had that contact, you know, which we're all used to some degree? What advice would you give?
I think the pandemic has actually shook us all throughout the world, really. Just looking at Bradford itself as a mental health champion and someone that has mental health, worked with people that are actually delivering so many sessions via online, like Zoom, for example. We have so many sessions online to help and support people with their mental health. And I think for me, what's really important to share with is back in November 2020, we are still in the pandemic, but there were a lot of people that approached me, a lot of women that approached me and felt they really feel they need some more support. And Bradford has so many amazing organizations, amazing people that go out and over and above their roles to help and support. But that I just felt there was a need to do some more work with and hands-on. And I just feel I'm a community worker, I'm a grassroots worker. That's what I am, and that's what I'll always remain. And I've been fortunate enough to be be part of setting up an organisation called Dream Big, Aim High. And one of the main aim of that is actually to support people with their mental health. This is the sixth week going. I've had some online, this is from the new lockdown, actually, the sixth week going, and we've had some online Zoom sessions, and that's mental health and well-being. So there's providers, other charities like Roshnigar, Mind in Bradford, there's so many mental health charities, like even community centres, Girlington Community Centre, Mary Yade is working alongside me. And these organisations are there to support people that are struggling with their mental health and well-being. And I think post-COVID, there's a lot of work we need to do. And it's important people like myself take that lead and we actually do as much as we possibly can, because I know there's so many people out there that are really, really struggling with their mental health, and we're there to help and support. Nobody should be on their own. We are here to help, and people must reach out. I'm absolutely approachable. People could get me on social media. My number's on the website, Bradford Councils. Absolutely, please do contact me if I could be of any assistance. And that's from picking up people's medication, dropping off food to them, having online sessions, as well as having physical sessions. And I know that because we are in a lockdown at the moment, but we do have a physical Zumba sessions that I've actually organized, and that's every Monday evening. So by all means, people are more than welcome to join them. And it's really about women leading the way and overcoming them barriers that we have. And to celebrate Women's International Day, it just goes and shows that women have actually been heroes in this pandemic. There's been so many women that are mothers. They actually home educating their children as well, with the schools being closed, but then they're working as well. So they've been absolutely our heroes. So, and we've had so many frontline staff that are women. So it just gives me pride and honor to be actually amongst them amazing women. So, yeah.
That you mentioned a number of organizations there. Now, there may be people out there who are watching this video on our social media feed or listening to it via the radio, who may simply be embarrassed to ring someone and, you know, say that, admit they have an issue with their mental health. Are there any tips people can do sat at home?
Yeah, so it's always important to actually, I already have picked up, I speak to people, and I know there's so many people out there that don't want to accept they're struggling with the mental health. Everyone has mental health, but it's just the way we cope with our mental health. And sometimes people struggle with them coping mechanisms. And my tips to them are, it's so important to accept if somebody is struggling, you need to reach out, and you must reach out, because these services are out there to help and support. You could ring me anonymously and I could signpost you, and you don't even have to give your name or anything. So please just reach out, because you shouldn't have to struggle on your own, and don't struggle in silence. These organizations are out there to help and support you. And with the pandemic, mental health is on the rise, and we must support one another. And it's important to actually support one another, because a lot of people don't want to use the medical model. And really, there's so much. I'm actually one for the social model. I don't really want to use the medical model either. And I feel just talking to someone helps. And I do, my advice to people is give yourself that importance, self-care as well. That's absolutely important. And the way people, our lives are so busy doing so much other stuff, but it's important to put yourself first. For you to help someone else, you need to be okay yourself. So I do advise people, definitely reach out. These services are out there for you, so you must reach out. And do it anonymously. You don't have to be with someone, or you don't have to be in a situation where struggling on your own, absolutely the services are there for you. So please do reach out.
What are you? You're very passionate about the city of Bradford. What are your aspirations and goals for the city, let's say, in the next 10 years?
I just want, I'm absolutely, I'm always passionate about this city. I'm born and bred in the city. So it's something that I'll always be proud of. I do want to see, when we talk about, I just really want to see some more. I want to see the youth leading the city. We have so much talent in our city. I want education to be priority. I want health to be priority. And with mental health on the rise, I just feel there's so many amazing ambassadors in our city. And there's so much talent when we talk about art and when we talk about culture. And I want to see this on the front forefront. And these are the things that we want to be seeing where youngsters are actually leading the way. And these are the youth of today are actually people that will be leading the way for us tomorrow. So it's actually so important that we're talking about education, talking about employment, and talking about people running their own businesses successfully. And this is what I really want to see in our city, and culture, art, and these are the things that I really want to be at the forefront. And I always want, I'm a community worker, and I will always champion community organizations. And I'm strongly about seeing community organizations being self-sustained, so they don't have to rely on the government, they don't have to rely on the local authority. And this is what I want to see coming in 10 years time, even like the housing. I want to see young people coming on the housing ladder. This makes a massive difference to people. So yeah, absolutely. And I just feel Bradford would always be my city, and I'm proud and I take pride in the area and the city.
And if you could give a final message to the listeners of Sunrise Radio.
I just want to really say is be yourself. And if you are a woman, my hats off to you and hearts out to you. It's not always easy being a woman. There's so many barriers. There's so many stereotypes, and there's so many gatekeepers, to be fair. But be that woman that is part of that change, and to be that part of that change, you have to put yourself at the front. And I just want to say to the listeners, happy Women's International Day. And it's not really about he or she, it's about you. You're important, and as a woman, it's time we celebrate these. And I'm just really wholeheartedly thankful to Sunrise Radio for actually having me. And this is a radio station that I've actually been listening to. It's a family radio station, and I still remember my mum in the kitchen cooking, and all I used to listen to was Sunrise Radio. And I was like, Mum, is this song coming on next? Is this song coming on next? So it was actually a family radio, and it's so nice to see how it's actually advanced and how you're getting role models to come and be part of the show. And it just shows that how you take pride in Bradford and how Bradford, the makeup of Bradford and the people of Bradford. So thank you very much for having me.